Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Hi there, I'm Linda Swindling. One of the questions I'm often asked is, how do I gain the confidence to go and negotiate? How do I go in and really feel like I'm powerful? You know, I would say it's a lot easier than that. How do you just get comfortable asking for what you really want? Well, the very first thing is give yourself a break. Sometimes whatever you ask for, whatever you negotiate is good enough. Your best is good enough. One of the biggest fears people often talk about when they're negotiating or trying to influence a deal or trying to come to an agreement is they are so afraid of leaving something on the table. I'm going to miss out on a better deal. Well, you know, forget that concern of needing a lot more time so you can get more information. Because remember that the more time and delays that you take, it also gives the other parties, the other people, more time to do their own. And even when you extend, if you have somebody who's about to say yes and you did the best you can, if you extend and you wait and you delay, a lot of times you risk a deal falling apart. Have you ever had that? You had someone that was on the edge of saying yes, and you say, oh, wait, now I need to research something. And they're like, well, no, I don't want to do business with you, or something else comes up as a priority. So make the best request you can for now. Many bargains happen with just the facts that they have available at the time. It's the same fact scenario, the same situation, the same stakeholders, the same limitations. They may never be present again. So when you're worried, you know, am I getting every single thing I can? A question to ask yourself is this the best request I can achieve right now with the people present and the information I know? Then make your request and you can journey on to your next opportunity, do better the next time, but make a request and see what happens. Also, when you're making a request, be realistic. When you look back, you know, review your efforts and say, what did I request and how well did this go? Instead of saying this impossible, perfect standard, really think about what possibilities did I have at the time, the timeline I faced, and the result you achieved. Not every request is going to happen the way you anticipate it, and not every request should be or even will be granted. You know that. So stop beating yourself up for something that did not go your way 5 years ago. This is a new day. These are new people. Maybe it's the same people with a new situation. Go ahead and ask. One other way of kind of preparing for asking for what you really want is know your facts. So when someone has more influence or power over a situation, you can beat them with preparation. But what that means is know your numbers and don't listen to every single thing they say. If they give you a number, don't take it as truth. Ask to see how they got to their estimation. Stay curious. Check your list, too, of what is supposed to be included or what you think should be there against what they're telling you, what's being presented to you. If they told you through an email or through a conversation that something was going to be included, ask them about it. Say, you know, on my fact statement, this information was supposed to be here. Or I was supposed to get this service, or this was going to cost me this, or you were going to pay this. Can you walk me through that? Also, don't overcommit or get overattached to your ask, to your negotiations, to your deals. That's why some people make a bad deal when they're purchasing something big, like a home, a car, a big equipment. Many buyers find themselves so attached to that purchase process. They've invested all this time or to the selling process. So they'll either agree to pay more or they'll agree to lower the price in order to get the deal, or they'll even get things that are undesired. Remember, no matter what people tell you, you always have choices. You can always walk away. You can always say, you know, I'm going to wait. You can always change your request. You can always go and look for another person to deal with. And that brings us to be willing to walk away. Once you lose your ability to walk away from a deal, you have greatly decreased your power in any request. Always leave yourself an out and know that your options could be totally different. Go in with options. Know what else you can do if that current request is not going to work out. There should always be a plan B. The Harvard program says you need a BATNA. What's your best alternative to a negotiated agreement? Even if that is doing nothing, is better than taking a bad deal. Know what that is. You know, the best deal makers tell us that asking for more or asking someone to take less is not greedy or rude. You actually may never know when you might get a little extra. And if you don't ask for more, you've got nothing to barter with when you're trying to get somebody else to be more reasonable. So here's my big challenge for you. Make big requests. Make bold, outrageous requests and just, you know, see what happens. And do it somewhere that's safe. Want a secret that really the high-stakes requesters only know? Asking outrageously, asking big feels the same. It doesn't matter the dollar amount or even the consequences. That adrenaline rush, the fear, the excitement, all those emotions, that, you know, quickening heartbeat, the change in your breathing, and that really focused, concentrated attention, that all feels the same. It does not matter what the dollar is or even what it could entail, what the situation is. It's the fact of asking and asking outside your comfort zone. So how do you say yes to making bigger and better requests? Well, first, you know, stop waiting for those important negotiations to arrive before you make your first request, your first negotiation. Start conditioning yourself to ask outside your comfort zone all the time. You know, when you really concentrate on making requests as a habit, asking can become second nature. And start with those safe requests, you know, somewhere that you're not really as invested in the outcome. For instance, ask for an additional item like desserts when you receive really slow service at a restaurant. Say, you know, can you throw in a dessert since we've been waiting so long? Or go to a flea market and barter on a price or ask for something extra. A simple one is go ask somebody to help you find something in a store that you don't know where it is or a supermarket. And when I started asking, I would go to other neighborhoods and go garage selling or yard selling. And I would barter there, bargain there and see if I couldn't get a better deal. I didn't really probably need the toy or the book or the whatever I was bargaining for. I'd love it if I got it. But I wasn't as invested in them saying yes or no. Here's something no one does. Ask to speak to a manager or leader when you receive superior service. If you're at a store and someone goes above and beyond, ask to speak to their manager. It's so much fun to watch every eye in the place, every employee watching the leader as the leader comes forward. And then seeing the leader's expression when you share your great experience. Also, get into the habit of asking more in your personal life. If you start doing it in your personal life, at the grocery store, at the garage sale, at the meet, at the wherever you are, you're gonna really start seeing a big uptick in your business. Once you become comfortable asking everywhere, you'll start asking where it really counts. And in the heat of a big request, you'll know you can really survive it. You're going to achieve results others can't even think about at the time because you're already used to that adrenaline, that feeling. You know that you can survive it and live through it. So now you know that you can think better in the moment. Also, if it's a really important request, we don't ask our friends or mentors or leaders to practice with us, and we should. Go and say, hey, this is what I'm about to ask for. This person is very straightforward, or this person is very detail-oriented, or this person likes to tell stories. Can you pretend like you're this person and tell me what I'm not asking about? Tell me how it's falling. You can do this with some of the ChatGPT stuff now and say, okay, I'm about to ask for this deal. How would you respond if you are? And tell them who they are and what they like. And you can be your own asking coach. So here's some simple, just, you know, questions you can ask yourself as you get ready. First is, what approaches have worked for me in the past when I'm making requests? What works for you? And also remind yourself of when you got a pleasant surprise. You know, what pleasant surprise did I receive that I didn't even think possible just because maybe I asked the question or maybe I was listening better? And then here's one to kind of prep you for what happens if they say no. How will I respond if I don't get the response I was expecting? Now, what if they go higher and that's a good thing for you? Or they go lower and that's a good thing? Or they offer to do more or less? When that happens, say, wow, I wasn't expecting that. Can you tell me more about it? If it's something that's totally different, you can say the same thing. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Can you tell me more about what you just said? And then one thing that really helps prepare you is if just ask yourself this question. If someone I care about wanted to make the same request, what would I tell them to do? How would I tell them to approach it? You know, if you're like most of us, you may be worn out by thinking about the request you didn't make, the opportunities that passed you by. And, you know, you're just exhausted because you're doing a good job. You're the person to do business with. You're the person to have that job. If you're tired of just accepting what you're given and you really are ready to improve your results, try asking for what you really, really want. It's okay to say yes to you. It's okay to really want something. And it's okay to share it. So ask outrageously and deal courageously. I'm Linda Swindling. Now go negotiate.
Our thanks to negotiation speaker, author, and expert Linda Swindling for today's message. Linda helps leaders enhance business relationships, improve sales opportunities, and communicate more effectively to have the courage and confidence to get what you really want. For more, visit her website, lindaswindling.com. And thank you for listening to the weekly PDP podcast. Until next time, have a great week.